"There's a tap marked on this map the Muggle gave us," said Ron, who had followed Harry inside the tent and seemed completely unimpressed by its extraordinary inner proportions. "It's on the other side of the field."
"Well, why don't you, Harry and Hermione, go and get us some water, then?"
Mr. Weasley handed over the kettle and a couple of saucepans.
"And the rest of us will get some wood for a fire."
"But we've got an oven," said Ron.
"Why can't we just..."
"Ron, anti-muggle security," said Mr. Weasley,
his face shining with anticipation.
"When real muggles camp, they cook on fires outdoors. I've seen them at it."
After a quick tour of the girls' tent, which was slightly smaller than the boys', though without the smell of cats, Harry, Ron and Hermione set off across the campsite with the kettle and saucepans. Now, with the sun newly risen and the mist lifting, they could see the city of tents that stretched in every direction. They made their way slowly through the rows, staring eagerly around. It was only just dawning on Harry how many witches and wizards there must be in the world. He had never really thought much about those in other countries. Their fellow campers were starting to wake up. First to stir were the families with small children. Harry had never seen witches and wizards this young before. A tiny boy, no older than 2, was crouched outside a large pyramid-shaped tent, holding a wand and poking happily at a slug in the grass, which was swelling slowly to the size of a salami. As they drew level with him, his mother came hurrying out of the tent.
"How many times, Kevin, you don't touch Daddy's wand! Yuck!"
She had trodden on the giant's slug, which burst. Her scolding carried after them on the still air, mingling with the little boy's yells,
"You bust slug! You bust slug!"
A short way further on, they saw 2 little witches, barely older than Kevin, who were riding toy broomsticks that rose only high enough for the girls' toes to skim the dewy grass. A ministry wizard had already spotted them. As he hurried past Harry, Ron and Hermione, he muttered distractedly,
"In broad daylight. Parents having a lie-in, I suppose."
Here and there adult wizards and witches were emerging from their tents and starting to cook breakfast. Some, with furtive looks around them, conjured fires with their wands. Others were striking matches with dubious looks on their face, as though sure this couldn't work. 3 African wizards sat in serious conversation, all of them wearing long white robes and roasting what looked like a rabbit on a bright purple fire, while a group of middle-aged American witches sat gossiping happily beneath a spangled banner stretched between their tents that read, "The Salem Witches Institute." Harry caught snatches of conversation in strange languages from the inside of tents they passed, and though he couldn't understand a word, the tone of every single voice was excited.
Is it my eyes, or has everything gone green?" said Ron.
It wasn't just Ron's eyes. They had walked into a patch of tents that were all covered with a thick growth of shamrocks, so that it looked as though small, oddly shaped hillocks had sprouted out of the earth. Grinning faces could be seen under those that had their flaps open. Then, from beneath them, they heard their names.
"Harry! Ron! Hermione!"
It was Seamus Finnegan, their fellow Gryffindor of 4th year. He was sitting in front of his own shamrock-covered tent with a sandy-haired woman who had to be his mother and his best friend Dean Thomas, also of Gryffindor.
"Like the decorations," said Seamus, grinning. "The ministry's not too happy."
"Ach, why shouldn't we show our colours?" said Mrs. Finnegan. "You should see what the Bulgarians have got dangling all over their tents. You'll be supporting Ireland, of course,"
she added, eyeing Harry, Ron and Hermione beadily. When they had assured her that they were indeed supporting Ireland, they set off again, though, as Ron said,
"Like we'd say anything else surrounded by that lot."
"I wonder what the Bulgarians have got dangling all over their tents," said Hermione.
"Let's go and have a look," said Harry, pointing to a large patch of tents upfield,
where the Bulgarian flag, white, green and red, was fluttering in the breeze.